You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Good morning. I'm Heather here at the Sound of Life, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Hope your day is going well so far. It's easy to miss people. And it's not what you might think I'm talking about. I was in the Dominican Republic last week with Cup's mission. You're very focused on the people. You're not necessarily on your phone a lot. Cell service and Wi-Fi is kind of sketchy. And you're just there to serve. I don't do that. I don't have that mindset when I'm at home. I'm thinking about my to-do list and the expectations for the day. And I don't want to miss people. God really wants us to love each other. And that means I can't always be so distracted with all the things that I feel like I have to do.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
I hope you got an opportunity over the last week or so to watch some fireworks. I love fireworks. Not always willing to stay up late to watch them, but I love them. It's a thing that surprises me. After all these years, I'm almost 50 years old, watching fireworks. I still don't know when the grand finale is happening. Like, I'm watching fireworks, I'm sitting there enjoying myself, and I'm like, oh, this must be the grand finale. Nope. 10 minutes later, oh, this must be the grand finale. I hope I'm not the only one who has that experience, but I still don't know always when the grand finale is.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
I want to remind you that you're enough today. There are so many days where I don't feel that way. And I feel like I'm too much for some people and not enough for others. And God reminds me in a very gentle way that with Him, I don't have to be this or that. That I'm enough. That He loves me right where I am. Always. And it isn't about what I do, but what He has created inside of me.
The Sound of Life.
Being obedient isn't always about you. If I realized that last week, I got to go on a missions trip with Cup's mission. We here at The Sound of Life work with them as well. And God asked me to do something kind of weird. Asked me to talk to somebody and ask them for some help. It was weird. It was awkward. I was like, God, why do you put me in these situations? But I was obedient, okay? And God did work in a powerful way through that situation. But He also worked in the other person's life. And that's the thing I forget sometimes, is that, yes, God wants to work in my life. And He may ask me to do crazy things. But He actually also is working in other people's lives, and He may choose to use my obedience to do that.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I was thinking about fear this morning and how it can really be crippling, how there are times it just overtakes us. And I was thinking about that because it's hard when you get in the midst of that sometimes to get out of it. And then I thought about heaven and how there won't be any fear in heaven. So even though I might struggle with fear and uncertainty and anxiety here in this life, I can hold on to the fact that it's not going to be in heaven.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
You may feel like a bit out of your routine because of the holiday. I know that I do. And I was spending some time with God. I went on a missions trip last week with Cup's mission in the Dominican Republic. And I just felt like my routine was off because of the holiday as well. I'm going to spend some time with God. And my expectation was that because my routine had been off, He wasn't going to show up. And I was like, why do I think that? That is not who God is. Even if my routine's off, even if things feel weird, awkward, uncomfortable, God's still going to show up. Because that's the kind of God He is.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, The Sound of Life.
Flexibility, it's hard for you, it's hard for me. It's hard for a lot of people around me as well. Flexibility is a hard thing. I have a set routine in my head, or I have something for the day that I know I'm going to do. And then when a wrench gets thrown in that, I'm like, I get frustrated. And I feel like God's slowly but surely working on me to be a little bit more flexible. It's okay if that one thing doesn't get done today, or if I don't get to be in that one routine that I needed to be in. I think that flexibility for me is important.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
God is working and God is moving even when you can't see it. If I needed that reminder today, I can't always see what God's doing. And I'm not supposed to. Because I'm not God. And I don't need to be privy to all of that information. There are many times I'd like to be in the know, but that's not how it works. That's where I grow my faith. That's where I put more trust in Him.
A great way to start your day, the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
It's amazing to me how quick change can happen. I used to be the person that if there was a gathering, you know, like a 4th of July party, I was all over that. I was, you know, one of the last to leave. Last night we were at some friend's house. Great party. They were going to do fireworks at like 10:30. I was like, you know what? Not going to do it. I'm going home. I'm going to bed. Yes. And it was like, I used to not be this person, but I love my routine. I know that's so hard. And I love to snuggle up in my bed and go to sleep.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
You might need to give yourself more grace than you think you deserve today. Sometimes I set really large, unrealistic expectations for myself, and I can't meet them. And day after day after day, I do that, and I can't. That's exhausting. And there are days where I'm like, oh, why am I struggling so much? Well, because your expectations are too high. You know, that's what God says to me, way too high. So there may be a day like today where you need to just give yourself more grace than you think you deserve.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
Praying for those around us that mean the most to us. I think that that is super important. My mother-in-law is 91, and every single day she prays for every single one of her kids and every single one of her grandkids. And I know she does. She'll ask us for a prayer request and she'll say, yeah, I pray for you every day. And I know she does. And I think, man, what a great example. I need to be praying for those that I love the most, even more, every day.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
You might just need to stop and think about all that you have to be thankful for. I don't do this well. I don't do this very often. I'm finding myself needing to do it more, just looking at what I have, looking at what God has provided for me, and just being thankful.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.